powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Hello and welcome to Dwayne's World. Great to have your company. It's a delight for me to be talking to you for the next 3 hours. So jump on the phone, 1-300-736-736, the open line for Werribee Kia. Show is all about you. I love talking to you about the things that are moving you in the world of sports. So let's have a chat. Got a pretty big show coming up. We'll talk to Stuart Lowe a little later on in the program about goal kicking, about the great Plugger Lockett, and the incident with Peter Cavan, which is going to be replayed by Fox for you tonight. We'll chat to the great Buckets Lowe a little later on. Dave Colbert to talk to me today about the issue spoke about yesterday that I read about in the New York Times, what's happening with drug testing for Olympic athletes that won't have any lead-up events for the next probably 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 months heading into Tokyo. So what are they going to do to make sure that all the athletes heading to Tokyo in 2021 are going to stay clean for the next 6, 8 months, the whole lead-up time to Tokyo? Dave Colbert on that very shortly as well, probably in an hour's time. But your call straight off the top, 1-300-736-736. Only one new coronavirus case in Victoria in the last 24 hours, so if that doesn't make you excited and optimistic in the wake of the last month of horror, I'm not sure what will. As a Victorian, it's pretty good news. Congratulations to Victorians. New South Wales, obviously, have different issues and they have to address their little spike in the last 24 hours. But SA and WA and the whole of Australia getting on top of things at the moment with that curve, which is fantastic news to wake up to. Gil McLachlan addressed it yesterday as well. And the AFL, now 11 days away from announcing when it will restart the 2020 season, which is great to hear from Gil yesterday. Now, here's a little bit of Gil, if you didn't hear from yesterday, just saying that he's as optimistic about a return as he has been for a while.
I'm optimistic, Michael, and maybe as confident as you can be in what is incredibly uncertain. So I'm not trying to give non-answers, but it's, you know, we continue to take the advice of the government and the medical officers. And today we have a level of confidence, you know, that things are going the right way. But I obviously have that asterisk. In terms of the minimum number of games, I think that the, you know, I've talked about integrity and, you know, our focus is in getting 144 games away. And, you know, I think that at the moment is we're not looking at doing anything other than that. We're not looking at shorter seasons or anything else because, you know, today, mid-April, and to your former question, it feels possible.
Gil McLachlan yesterday having a chat, which was nice to hear Gil addressing it. The target resumption date will be announced. Fans will know, the players will know by the end of this month, which is, as I mentioned, 11 days away. Any decision on a restart is also, he said yesterday, going to be rubber stamped by the government and health authorities before it's announced. So that's great news. PM Scott Morrison saying yesterday that he's a month away from announcing which of the current restrictions could be relaxed as well. And it's been reported today that professional competitive domestic sport will be among the things announced as allowed to resume in 4 weeks by the PM. With no crowds, of course, but that has been reported today, which means that even rugby league's target date of May 28, which is probably going to be pushed into June, but it might actually be achievable if New South Wales can get its curve as flat as Victoria, even though the AFL is probably looking at June, late June at the earliest, or more likely July. And from what we know from Gill yesterday, staying at 17 games per AFL team, shorter quarters, games every night of the week, if needed, definitely Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday to start with. We're hearing clubs coming off five-day breaks are going to play back-to-back five-day break games, which is why full lists are also going to stay, if you haven't heard that. So full lists are going to be still with us for 2020. But also, it's probably going to be unlimited interchange. Six-man benches have been also talked about. So a heap of stuff that is positive stuff in the world of AFL in the last 24 hours. And the PM as we heard yesterday, saying that some states are going to bring in a reduction as well. Some states are going to have, you know, schools operating classes sooner than others and elective surgery allowed and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see where we are in 4 weeks from now if we stay disciplined. Take your calls on that if you are more optimistic today than you have been for a couple of weeks on sport resuming, whether your mind is starting to change with the flattening of this curve. 1300 736 736 is the number if you'd like to join me. The biggest story of the day is obviously the Lachie Hunter story. Sam Edmund brought us that on SEN Breakfast today. He also brought us an update with Kane Corns about an hour ago. So we're about to go back to Sam Edmund to address this one as well if you haven't heard what's happened so far. But 1300 736 736 is the number. 1300 736 736. Jump on the line now. I'll take your calls about anything in the world of sport that's moving you after Sam Edmund joins me. Sam Edmund for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. IllusionFires.com. Welcome to you, Sam.
Good afternoon, Dwayne. Is it only, are we still on the same day? It's been a pretty heavy going today, Dwayne, I'll be honest with you. But suddenly a lot happening. And you mentioned the resumption of the footy season. Well, sadly for Lachie Hunter at the moment, that's the last thing on his mind. The Western Bulldogs board meeting at the moment where he is obviously a big topic of conversation. I dare say this afternoon, Dwayne, we'll hear from the chairman, Peter Gordon, and or the CEO, Amit Baines, as well. And I'm sure at some stage today we will get word from Lachie Hunter himself in some particular form. But details still coming to light on this one, of course. He crashed his Toyota SUV at about 8:45 last night into four parked cars in Wright Street, Middle Park.
So talk us through the story, because I'm trying to get my head around. I know that you explained it to the listener to Kane Corns program earlier on, but the parents that live down the road, the dropping off at a mate's place, all that kind of stuff. It's still, I'm still trying to get my head around how much was done that was wrong here. You know, crashing, leaving the accident, all that kind of stuff. Trying to work out, trying to add it all up.
Yeah, many things have gone wrong. Look, for Lachie Hunter, unfortunately for him, without delving too much into this side of it, he's had an argument with a loved one close to him. He's upset. He's jumped in the car. They've found alcohol in the car later on, as well as his training bag with the big number 7 on the back of the 2018 club champion. So he's got in the car, clipped four parked cars. Now, one of those parked cars, Dwayne, as you alluded to, is owned by the parents of Bailey Smith's girlfriend. So his teammate Bailey Smith, his girlfriend, her parents own that particular car. So he has stopped at the scene. Obviously, a number of residents have come out of their houses to see what's going on. One of those were the parents of Bailey Smith's girlfriend, as I say. Bailey Smith is on the scene as well. They've had some sort of conversation, and they've deemed it a good idea for Bailey Smith, who, to my understanding, is sober, has driven Lachie Hunter to the house, South Yarra house of his other teammate, Billy Gowes. And Billy Gowes and Lachie Hunter, good friends. They travel overseas together regularly in the off-season. Now, Bailey Smith has left that South Yarra house and returned back to Middle Park, but Lachie Hunter stayed there, and when he's consumed more alcohol, Dwayne, obviously, by the time the authorities, the police have caught up with him there, he's recorded a blood alcohol reading of more than twice the legal limit, 0.123 to be exact. So he's lost his license for a year. He's been fined $1,600 for breaching quarantine restrictions relating to COVID-19, of course, that we're all doing our best to observe. That's all bad enough. But now the serious charge hanging over him from a police perspective is that of leaving the scene of an accident. Not fleeing, I don't think you would term it. I think you would call it leaving the scene of an accident. And then on top of that, you're going to have whatever sanction the Western Bulldogs deem fit to hand down as well to a player, Dwayne, who's very likeable, it must be said, Lachie Hunter. A bit of a lad, but very likeable. Well-respected, that football club, as I say, is a 2018 club champion, a vice-captain, member of the leadership group, of course, and one of their better players. But he's made a serious error of judgment here, and to a lesser extent, so has his young teammate, albeit 19 years of age, Bailey Smith as well, who was seeking to help his captain, but has clearly mucked up in doing so.
Yeah, it's a 17-game season. He's going to be suspended by the club for an amount of that 17 games, no doubt. It's hard to, you know, once they do their own investigation, they're going to have to work out what they do. So there's a bit of water to go under the bridge before that announcement's made. But, yeah, do you think there'll be further to come out from this story, stuff we don't know that surprises us even more? Or is that the extent of the surprise right now, Sam?
Yeah, they've been coming thick and fast, haven't they? Look, speaking to the key people in this, they say this is it. Now, what we need to know and what the Western Bulldogs need to determine is what Lachie Hunter's thought processes were. What was he doing in the car at that time? Yes, he may have been upset. What was he doing driving around? Why was he under the influence of driving? Why did he deem it a good idea to leave the scene of an accident when most people out there know that is a serious, serious no-no? Why did Bailey Smith seek to help him, albeit you're a 19-year-old, your vice-captain rocks up on the doorstep and you know, there is some sort of level of understanding as to what Bailey Smith might have been dealing with there at 19 years of age, but nevertheless, he's made a mistake as well. And if Bailey Smith was at the house of his girlfriend's parents to a lesser, far lesser extent and far less severe extent, what was he doing there, given the quarantine restrictions in place as well? So
well, he's allowed to visit his girlfriend if she lives there.
Yes, yeah, but what about...
We overturned that ban where you can't go and see your girlfriend or your boyfriend, so that's allowed, at least. So, no, I'm okay with that one under the parameters that we're currently in. If you're going to visit your girlfriend, I'm okay with that. The interesting part is now going to be... And I think the Bulldogs have been pretty upfront. Here's Peter Gordon, who was on the front foot earlier on this program. He joined Tim and Gary on SEN Breakfast this morning.
A little more than we've found out about the incident in the last couple of hours, and obviously take the time to investigate it. Football is obviously very prominent in people's lives. It's not the message that we want set out there. There are certain, you know, that you live by, and you want your players to abide. And so we'll investigate the circumstances, but it's certainly not the message that we want to send out, and when we know more about it, we'll have more to say about it. But as you've said, Lockie's a good young man, and I suppose, sadly, it's a reflection of not dealing at all appropriately with the pressure that a whole lot of are under at the moment of the circumstances in which we live. But you can't see that as an excuse. This is behaviour that we don't want to see. And we'll get an explanation for it and the circumstances, but the message we want to send people is that particularly during those difficult times, you know, an extra effort to make sure that you're assisting a community effort. It's important for the Bulldogs to be transparent about the matter. We've found out, just as everyone else is finding out now, we obviously don't approve the behaviour, but we also want to take the time to understand the circumstances which gave rise to it. So we feel like we're complying with our obligations to take your call, as I've done this morning, and tell you what we know and make the obvious observations about it. In a position of knowing something more about it, then we'll make appropriate further comment.
That was Peter Gordon getting on the front foot, being transparent, which is great for them. But there wouldn't be a person in the general public right now that isn't having some level of frustration with what we're going through and some level of cabin fever, and it's hard on everybody right now. So it's obviously been hard on Lachie Hunter. The AFL's boss, Gil McLachlan, also addressed it today on 3RW. Here's Gil.
I've had conversations. I guess what I'd say generally, Neil, is that, well, what I'd say first up is that I'm sort of waiting for the full, you know, I've had conversations, but I haven't got it definitive. I know the police are investigating and our integrity team is looking into it. So I'll sort of be a bit more macro to say, clearly, you know, drink driving is just unacceptable. And I'm not going to come on a specific case because, again, it needs to be established exactly what the facts are. But you know, drink driving is completely unacceptable in any aspect of the community. We know that. And as are breaching lockdown laws. These are things that are pretty cut and dried. We'll see what actually happened here.
The police have confirmed that charges will be laid, including breaching the COVID-19 rules.
Okay, well, that's, you know, I mean, it, obviously, yeah, and there is always individual circumstances and mitigation, but clearly think driving is just unacceptable under any circumstances, and the rules around the quarantine, which all our community living to, is very clear as well.
You're getting a message whether it was boredom or what happened. I mean, he's got a superb reputation as a young man. This if guilty, is out of character.
Yes, I think I'm not going to go into the discussions I've had and the broader context, Neil. I mean, people make mistakes. He's made, it seems at face value, clearly made a significant mistake here, but young men do that. He's vice captain of the club, so he's a leader and someone generally as I said, he's a leader, but clearly made a mistake here.
He'll be punished, though, won't he?
That we'll play that in the integrity team. We'll work through it, but people need to be accountable for their actions, no doubt about that.
Yeah, pretty well said by Gil McLaughlin on 3RW there. So last say on this, Sam, I'll hand back to you and you can put a full stop on this. At least you've given us the update.
Yeah, look, if the feedback is anything to go by from the public, Dwayne, there's a real level of anger out there, and I guess it points to where we find ourselves in society, aren't we? I mean, some people are playing by the rules, people are doing the right thing, people have, we know, lost their livelihoods and jobs. People are on tenterhooks and on a knife edge, and something like this has just completely set them off, hasn't it? So Lachie Hunter has his own issues. He's no different to anyone else, and I alluded to them earlier. So he's made a horrible mistake. He will pay for that massively. But, don't underestimate the level of anger and angst from the public towards it as well. But he will face the full face of the law. No worries about that. Mm. And he'll have the added consequence of facing up to the club sanctions as well.
Yeah, we opened the show yesterday talking about the mental health aspect is going to be the second wave of this pandemic. That's a real story. It's not just a footy story. It's a society story, this second wave of mental health aspects for everybody facing this in the community. And, we were just talking about the football side of it yesterday with the boredom factor and the in limbo factor with footballers. So, yeah, it's interesting that this has happened today, and we'll obviously, talk about it during the course of the day. But I'm about to move on after the ad break. Anything else before you depart, Sam, that you've got breaking in your world that we need to know about?
Nothing as important as that, Dwayne. No, I think we can wait. I'll come back to you when the club come back to us, obviously. And the key question, obviously, that needs to be answered is why did Lachie Hunter and Bailey Smith leave the scene of that accident? And hopefully we get some answers at some point this afternoon from the Western Bulldogs.
Love your work, Sam. Great that you've been on top of it with the breakfast program, Kane Corns, and to give me an update as well. I appreciate your time.
Cheers, Dwayne.
Sam Ebbin for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. SEN's chief reporter. Okay, that's done. Are you more optimistic right now than you have been for weeks, for days, that there's going to be some live sport for you to watch, albeit without crowds? Because we have, I think, heard from the Prime Minister yesterday, who sounded more positive than he sounded for a while, giving a one-month date as to when he thinks that there might be able to be an assessment made as to the lifting of some restrictions. And we heard from Gil McLaughlin saying that they'll give the players a date and the fans a date by the end of this month, which is the end of the month is 11 days away. That's not that long to wait now if we can all be disciplined and keep our fingers crossed. 1-300-736-736. Are you more optimistic? Take a few of your calls, and Stuart Lowe to join me in about 7 minutes from now. You're with Dwayne's World.